Okay, good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's daily pre-market trade plan live session for Tuesday, the 26th of March. Hope you're all keeping well. We're clearly kind of closing out the quarter. So a bit of indecision, again, a bit of a sort of a mixed market backdrop, really, to some degree. We're already beginning to retrace any moves we saw yesterday. So let's get straight into it. Then we'll determine where we're likely to see some decent opportunities. And we have a particular view of these markets. Please see our risk warning currently up on screen. Now, all profitable traders need to consider, of course, which markets to trade. Where do we then enter and exit these markets? How do we manage risk? At the minute, we've got a very conservative approach to risk and exposure because we're looking at these markets in a certain way. There's a high degree of contradiction, perhaps, in these financial markets. It's like driving a car, not knowing where you're going without kind of GPS to kind of guide you. Normally, you get signals about sort of the correlations and the flow of money. And it's all a bit distorted right now. So very strange kind of backdrop. So bear that in mind. We can take decisions regarding our exposure. There is the controllables that we can manage ourselves. And that's really where our focus lies right now. Trade management, once that market moves in your favor, can you mitigate risk? Can you book in profit if prices move in your favor? We've not been able to manage many trades over the last number of weeks just because of the nature of these quite choppy market conditions. And trade psychology is very important. When you see a linear move like we've seen since October, it creates a certain psychology in these markets, and it's profoundly bullish. And it seems to be, especially with the equity, with the global industry markets, that there is only an appetite for buying, and you're seeing further upside moves on a regular basis. And that in its own right is a bit of a worrying backdrop, because a financial market is supposed to be a battleground between buyers and sellers. But if there is no sellers and it's just buyers after buyers after buyers and capital coming in and pushing prices higher, you know, don't forget, this is all inflationary backdrop in its own right. The fact that asset prices are continuing to drive outrageously higher, you know, really exceptional value valuations. Okay, so look, we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and of course we are strong advocates of being consistent in our approach. What we can be flexible with is the measures that we put down regarding our capital, risk management. So those are the things that can change with the market conditions. But in terms of our approach, we're still looking for a kind of a coherent sort of market correlation in these current conditions. And that is what we mean by kind of driving a car without GPS. You're just not too sure where you're going, and it's creating that hesitancy on our side. Now, it is a market condition. It is something we've seen many times before, and it's something we'll see many times again. But it's important that we don't just try to shift our approach to try and accommodate these current market conditions, because they'll change. They'll go up and down, they'll change and evolve. And we want to remain somewhat consistent throughout where possible. So accurate with our levels, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. Right, let's get straight into it then. So so yesterday, nothing of any major concern. We had new home sales coming in much lower than expected. So if you look at the bigger numbers, kind of rallied a bit for a year. Now it looks like they're just coming in below. Previous highs, so okay, hello there everyone, good morning. Apologies for that, we seem to have got just disconnected there. Not too sure why. So apologies for that interruption there. So today now we've got consumer confidence figures. So not just consumer confidence, but we've also got sentiment figures as well on, is it Friday? Yeah, Thursday. Consumer sentiment numbers on Thursday. And it's a bank holiday. Just to remind you, it's a bank holiday on Friday and Monday. So we're gonna take a long weekend off. We think we need it really after the quarter that we've just had. So really, it's going to be interesting to see how the remainder of the calendar year actually plays out from here, because we've seen some, let's say, a number of unexpected moves over the last few weeks. And that's the key for us when we trade, is that we always have an expectation. But that expectation in these current conditions is a little bit distorted. So so this consumer confidence numbers. So I think it's worth watching the consumer data very, very carefully out of the US, because there's this understanding that actually the consumer is rock solid. But there's a lot of data that suggests that that's not the case. They've spent all of their stimulus checks. They're now in peak levels of debt in terms of the household. That can be carried across to the corporate sector as well, along with the government. So there's heavy, very significant debt levels across the board. So watching consumer confidence is going to be an interesting one, because an economy or those within an economy can just look at the financial conditions and say, right, well, I'm okay now because I have a job, but what happens if I lose my job? I'll just start to just pull back a little bit. And it wouldn't take too much for the US economy to just go into a bit of a tailspin if they experience that kind of withdrawal. Now, things do seem relatively confident for now, but as we know, these things can change pretty quickly. You know, we have some mixed. Yesterday, we had some FOMC members, Cook, speaking, and the statement was pretty much around, you know, the concerns about moving too quickly, potentially looking to stay higher for longer. So we got this strange dynamic. And one of the difficulties we have in terms of identifying what's likely to play out in these financial markets is the fact that these central bankers, and Jerome Powell's a really good example, where he's talking about cutting rates and being data dependent. And those two are in conflict with one another. You can't be so sure of cutting rates when you're data dependent, and vice versa. So yeah, a bit of a mixed signal. I mean, the markets have taken it as a massive green light. The fact that they just keep mentioning the fact that they're going to be cutting rates. I think the markets have taken that. Could that be a false dawn? We anticipate it probably is. Now it's going to take a little bit of time for that to sort of play out through these financial markets. So the only other bit of news today is durable goods orders out of the US. Don't forget, we've still got the hour difference between the East Coast of America, Eastern time, and UK time. So things are just an hour earlier than normal still. I think we've got another week or so, don't we? All right, so bear that in mind. So let's have a look at these markets technically, because there is, I suppose, a few interesting elements to it. So we're in this, you don't really see price action like this in such a massive market where prices have gone from 4,100 to 5,200 pretty much. So of course that's a 25% rally in a very, very short period of time since the early November. So this is likely to correct at some point, and we are sort of trying to take careful opportunities to try and get into that potential type of trade. So we're looking for this price action to actually roll over to the downside. We were a bit concerned about, you know, trading this sell trade across the equity markets with any real confidence, because we don't have real confidence in the trade. It's absolutely a more of a technical speculative trade. Obviously, the direction is counterintuitive as well. The direction is very much to the upside. We're looking for the sell trade, believe it or not. So let's see. The beauty about these trades is you can generate significant returns in a relatively short period of time. Dow Jones has just pulled back into previous support, so we're around those monthly highs. So it's going to be interesting. Again, we have a weakening German economy in a weak Eurozone, or a weaker Eurozone, with the German economy in recession, and yet equity markets have been rallying for the last 6 weeks. And the Nikkei as well. We had a rollover yesterday. We didn't really get that much follow through. We kind of marked the lows and we weren't really able to break through those. Okay, good. So, few question marks for the indices markets. We do like continued rollover to the downside if we're able to get it. We'll monitor those carefully. Got a bit of an opportunity before Friday's PCE numbers, which are the Fed's inflation numbers. So crude oil, a bit of a rally yesterday. Now this market is we had been rallying overnight. We've just pulled back a little bit. It's just in slightly weaker territory. We're still expecting further upside above $80. We can actually now like remove all the risk on this trade. So we can bring our stop loss right up to this low, which would be completely breaking even. We've mitigated most of the risk on the trade, but there's still some outstanding risk, so we can get rid of that. This is a good example of this current sort of phase, which is gold trade. We were talking about yesterday whether there was a genuine opportunity higher or lower, and we were really looking to sort of call it higher above the 2180 and call it lower below the 2160. So there's a 20 pip range, and until we break out in either direction, we don't really know how to position ourselves in something like gold. We don't really have the correlations playing out in the normal sense. So looking at the dollar, Thursday and Friday last week, actually an outsized rollover and rally with aggression to the downside. Zero follow through yesterday, significant reversal, 50-60%. We were talking about the decision making around this sort of price. We'll be looking for rollover price action, but it's important not to start selling a bullish candlestick. This is a good example in terms of the reasons why. Bit of a bounce as well. So we had a bit of a strong dollar trade, and that pretty much unwound as the day unfolds. Now you have these discrepancies in these markets, perhaps that's probably the best way to put it, where you have a weaker dollar pretty much across the board. So all of these major currencies are showing a slightly weaker dollar apart from the Swiss franc. So the question is, one of the weakest currencies out there is the Swiss franc. The major reason for that is to do with interest rate differential. So we have the Fed up at 5.5%. We did have the Swiss National Bank at 1.75. And we know that the Fed are going to start cutting rates according to Jerome Powell. Whether they'll be able to or not is a completely different question, because we're not so sure that that will be permissible, unless you want inflation to come back, which is something they keep saying that they don't really want. So 2 and 2 needs to make 4. It can't. 2 and 2 cannot make 5 in this dynamic, which is what Jerome Powell seems to be an advocate of. But never mind, that's another discussion. So what we're seeing is that widening of that interest rate differential between the dollar and the Swiss franc. And higher rates is generally a little bit more positive for equity markets. Rate cuts is more negative for foreign exchange markets. And we're seeing that play out in the dollar Swiss. So we'll be able to mitigate risk on the trade. Now, if we can just break these recent highs, further upside expected at this point. So we've got a couple of trades with a couple of opportunities we were able to get into with with trades that we can manage the process, the trade. So crude oil is one where we can mitigate risk on the trade. Dollar Swiss looks like it's going to be the other one. We just want to see if we can make new highs on this trade. So elsewhere, it's a bit of a confusing picture for the dollar. Not much volume of volatility. If this trade rallied yesterday, if this started to roll over and started turning red in terms of a bearish candlestick, that could give us a green light to start selling from these prices. So worth looking at. We could even identify the 0834 as a sell trade. Let's have a little look at that one. Yeah, we had the 108.34 already, didn't we? 108.34. Okay, so it shows you these prices can really be quite useful. We do have similar trades elsewhere that are just really poor quality. Dollar Swiss. We got there's further upside to be gained. Let's see how high or how far this one can rally. Is there any decent quality opportunity elsewhere? We'll keep an eye out for the dollar strength trade. Dollar yen. Bit of indecision there for the yen pairs. 52.12. So we're inching lower. Okay, we'll work with those two. the yen could be worth looking at. It's just really kind of poor quality. Okay, so look, let's keep other options open. So in terms of a trade plan, let's go with this. Potential risk off market conditions. I think that trade still exists. That potential for a bit of weakness to come in between now and Friday lunchtime. The CPI or the PCE numbers, the inflation numbers that the Fed like, which are probably the most productive or positive to support their bias. You know, they don't really want to look at CPI, which is, they want to focus on this this personal consumption data, which is a little bit more favorable for them. So potential risk off market conditions. Right, so the S&P, we can still look at a sell trade below, slightly lower, 15 points lower. We're not really interested in doubling up in the US indices. The market conditions are not really conducive for that. So the euro dollar, we quite like the look of. Again, you have this interest rate differential there, which would be of interest. So 108.34, which is a level we've spoken about quite a few times. And we want to keep all other options open. Right. We want to keep all other options open. I think that's probably a fair summary. We're not really buying into this little bounce that we've seen overnight. It's a little bounce, which if starts to unwind a little bit, we think it'll be perhaps a decent trade in the S&P, and it has an element of risk off as well, which we can identify. Colin, good morning to you. Sorry, I'm just seeing your message now. Okay, happy birthday to you. Yeah, I hope you had a good one. No, understandable. We were able to get into if you look at, we're obviously in crude oil still. It's the dollar Swiss, which is proving quite well. And the trade we were able to get into yesterday was the S&P 500. Now, we rallied lower. We kind of pulled back a little bit. So we're wanting these buyers to start coming in, start to rally prices higher, and then start to unwind, which is kind of what we're seeing. We kind of rally to the downside. Now all the buyers start coming in. We want these to slowly sort of just fade away and make new lows. At the moment, it's looking a little bit on the bullish side. So let's see how this market plays out for now. So didn't miss a huge amount. All right. So on that note, guys, thanks so much. One of the difficulties we have is kind of discussing and picking a narrative of choice, which allow us to identify market correlations and see how these markets interlink with one another. And there's a lot of distortion out there. This is why we say it's kind of driving without GPS. We don't really have that much guidance. So, you know, in terms of confidence in trading decisions, we don't really have a huge amount. We're trying to build a current position, and it's kind of a little bit more risk off than it is risk on. But we know how volatile they are, and we know that these markets could be at all-time highs in a very, very short period of time. So difficult narratives to get to grips with, really, at this stage. So, okay, any questions, feel free to post them. Thanks very much for joining us. Great stuff, Colin. We'll see you in the other room now in just a second. We're going to switch rooms to our European live trade room. So if you can join us for that, that's great. If you are interested in learning how to trade, you want to access one of our discounted live trading and education bundles on the website. It just starts at $59 per calendar month. For more information, just go to thelivetraderoom.com. On that note, guys, thanks so much for joining us. Do take care, and we'll see you next time. Bye for now.